Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This week on First Date...
You don't even offer?
I've never.
What?
I'm on the date with you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You got chose, okay? check, please. Two of them. We get two checks. Have you ever?
You're too pretty for that, Matt.
But how many?
You come off as gay when you do that, and you can't do that.
Fuck.
You can't do that.
God damn it.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
Welcome to another fantastic episode. You may have seen my next guest on Wild and Out, one of his many viral stand-up clips on social media, one of his three specials on YouTube, and you can also catch him on his Problematic World Tour. Please welcome my guest, Matt Rife.
Bonjour.
Man, you loved that theme song, though.
It sounded like a commercial for We Are 18. Like, you know when you turn on Comedy Central at like 4:30 in the morning and it's just dildo commercials on it? That's what it sounded like the entire time.
That's my voice, you know.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm proud of that. That's my first singing debut.
Did you produce that on your own?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my God.
So, Matt, with this podcast, I have a menu here.
Okay.
And I have appetizer questions, main course questions, and then a dessert question.
Ooh, okay.
So we're going to like work our way into all kinds of questions.
Love it.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. For all the women out there, the world needs to know, are you single?
I am not.
That's okay. We'll edit that out. So.
She said I could cheat on just this podcast. Just this one. Just this podcast. It's fine.
So our second question, how do you feel about open relationships?
Oh my God. Like they're the dumbest idea in the entire world. Just stop saying you have an open relationship.
Yeah.
Say that you want to fuck a bunch of people and this is your favorite one. That's all it is.
That is all
it
is.
That's never going to work. I'm such a monogamous person. The idea of my person being with somebody else is just... It breaks my heart, honestly.
I
would hate that.
I could never share the person that I want to be with.
No. And if that's possessive, so be it. I you're mine and I'm yours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why we're doing the relationship, because we found the person who completes us and makes us feel the most like ourselves.
Right.
And if they're giving that to somebody else as well, that's not as special.
That's sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing isn't always caring.
No, it's not. Sometimes you have to be a little selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way you frame that up.
Thank you.
How would you feel if a girl told you she had a lesbian phase? Would that be a red flag?
No, not at all. I say, do whatever makes you happy. I don't mind.
It'd be like a...
When I was younger, it would have been more alarming. Because I've dated multiple girls in like full-length relationships that ended up being lesbian after we've dated.
What?
And I used to have to ponder. I used to have to go, man, should I be offended by this? But then I thought, no, if I'm the last dick you ever have, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. That's a bit of an accomplishment, I think. To be somebody's last. You could have that with a lesbian, or you could have that with somebody who's like 95, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So
it's a bit of an honor, I think.
So the girls are going lesbian after they date you.
Yeah, which I've always been told I'm relatively feminine looking, so maybe I'm like a good middle ground. Maybe I'm a good transition period for somebody who wants to be a lesbian.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I do have to say, I'm glad you're not wearing a dress. I'd feel like an intense amount of competition on this show.
As you should. I've been working my chest a lot. You'd have some real competition. Hi, welcome to Eye Contact starring Lauren Compton. Jesus Christ.
We've been trying to rename this show. I think that's what it is.
You're welcome.
Eye Contact.
You're welcome. Did you ever have a lesbian phase?
No.
Cataracts. Mm. I thought for sure.
I thought for sure. Like, but then
never
I
had one?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
Because I don't want to lick a pussy.
But yours can get licked.
No.
No?
Even when I'm in a relationship with a guy, I'm not really into like me receiving oral sex.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're not married?
No.
Wow. Fuck.
Maybe because I don't like receiving oral sex.
I mean, for some people, that'd be the dream, I suppose. If you're a lazy lover, I suppose.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
If you want to date a guy who, like, cool, I don't want to have to do any of the work, you'd be perfect.
Yeah, I'm a giver.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Interesting. I don't think I'd be offended if a girl had a lesbian experience or a phase. I think be experimental. Figure out what you do and you don't like. I'd rather you figure out what you do and don't like before you date me than after. You know, I think that's preferable. That way, by the time you get to me, I know, like, I'm what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, now there's no mystery to it.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's totally okay. Also, women are just beautiful, like, in general. So it's like, it makes sense for a woman to be attracted to another woman. I get that. Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, I can appreciate when there's a good-looking guy. I look at Austin Butler. I go, yeah, that's the fucking beautiful fucking man. I get it. If I was gay, I'd for sure do it. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to build my career the hard way.
What would you do if a girl asked you to wax your chest?
I already shave it, so I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Do you have a lot of chest hair?
I get it, but I don't keep it. I look ridiculous with chest hair. I look like a 17-year-old boy with chest hair. It looks ridiculous.
Have you ever had a mustache?
No, never have. No. Have you ever grown a mustache?
I wax mine very often.
Do you really?
I do. I'm Italian.
Oh, shit. Let me see your forearms.
I'm glad you didn't ask to see my nipple hair. Because let me tell you, plucking
you do
that
not
shit,
get nipple hair.
I do. I grow nipple hair. Are you kidding?
Do girls get nipple hair?
Yes.
Shut up. Really?
No, I'm not. I'm not even kidding. Girls get nipple hair. We get little happy trails sometimes.
Well, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys got it up here.
Which you can.
Huh.
But this is about you, Matt.
Okay, fine. Fine. Sorry, I'm just trying to process.
All right, we're moving on to main course questions now. Okay. Do you think that a virgin would be a turn on or a turn off?
That's tough.
That's a red flag.
What is? That it's tough? I don't know. It could be a turn on because guys are possessive. Like, we don't want to think about you being with a bunch of people before us.
You're like the
and if
first.
You have, that's fine. We just don't really want to know about it or picture it, which is on us. You know, it's fine. Everyone has their past. So that could be an appeal to them being a virgin. But flip side of that, less experience means the sexual chemistry might not be as strong. So now you might have to do more of the work. Now you're teaching somebody rather than it being an intimate, romantic, or passionate experience.
Yeah.
So I don't know. How do you feel?
I mean, since I'm a giver,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'd be a great teacher.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know what
that
I mean?
That makes sense.
You just
sit
back and relax.
Huh.
And I'm going to teach you everything you need to know and more.
Yeah. Yeah, you're why teachers get canceled. This is I'm so happy you don't work in a fucking high school or community college, because you would be a monster.
Just come in and just absolutely wreck everyone's education.
Yeah, in social studies class. All right, who wants to learn who wants to know what it feels like to get a finger in their bum while they get head?
I'm like the bad teacher.
By the way, ladies, stop asking for that. Not all of us want a finger back there, okay? Not all of us. And I hate the argument every girl has of, like, oh, it feels so much better. It already feels so good, okay? I don't need to blow a hole through the fucking drywall, okay? I don't need to come harder. So let's all relax, okay? We don't need to be taught everything new, Lauren.
Okay, fine.
So there might actually be some peace and quiet with a virgin, which I think it might not actually be that bad.
So with that being said, do you like it when a girl is loud in bed?
Reasonably, yeah.
Like verbal.
Reasonably
but
verbal,
not like,
yes. Yeah, it's like, who you lying to? Come on. I know it's not all like that. I know that. Why are you lying to all of us? Now I feel like you're faking it, which makes me think you're not enjoying any of it.
Damn.
If you have to put on this level of a performance. Yeah, be reasonable. But also, make some noise for sure. Like, if you're letting me just, like, do my best work as passionately as I can and you're dead silent, I'm like,
say it.
Who was in here before me? Because I'm putting in my best work right now. Nothing? Like, lie to us just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
Like, say it for the people in the back.
Yeah. The neighbors can hear a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have
but don't
to
go
let
over
them,
the top.
How would you feel if a girl made more money than you?
I think it's great.
Love it?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Have you ever had a sugar mama?
No, I've never had a sugar mama. But I've dated women who make significantly more money than I do. And if anything, I think it just motivates me. I think it makes me, I want to make sure I don't feel like the scrub in the relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have to be the at top of the food chain in the relationship financially, but I like that it makes me want to become a better version of myself. It makes me want to work harder at my job. It makes me want to earn more money so that it doesn't look ridiculous if you put our bank account side by side. I think it's just something, it gives me something to work forward.
You're a
work
hustler
toward.
Though.
Yeah, I try to. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also, regardless of how much money a woman has, like I like paying for stuff.
That's a green flag.
Yeah.
I
mean,
love that.
The thing, after a while, I want you to at least offer to pay for things.
Really?
I'm not going to let you. I'm most likely not going to let you pay for it.
What's most likely mean, though?
Maybe on like the 10th dinner, I'll be like, yeah, you can get this one. If she offers, I'll go, are you sure? If you want to, okay. I don't mind.
Is it a red flag if a girl doesn't offer?
After a certain amount of dates, yes.
Oh my God.
I would say if she doesn't even offer by the third date, I would say it's a bit of a red flag.
Oh no, I have a red flag.
You don't even offer?
I've never offered.
What?
I'm on the date with you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You got chose, okay? You're not just the grand prize. I'm trying to invite you in to a wonderful life that you could get to live if you so choose to be with me.
Yes.
That is the prize, okay? So maybe offer to buy me dinner.
But maybe it's all about perspective, and the wonderful life isn't me paying for that. The wonderful life is
well,
that,
don't be presumptuous.
But you never have to go down on me in bed.
Damn, that's a good trade. Fuck. Damn.
I'm such a giver. Like, I
you pay for
back.
Dinner, so you skip dessert. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes so much sense. That actually worked. That, you know what? Okay, fair trade. But here's the thing. You have to lead with that. On the third date, when they bring the check, go, when I reach for my wallet, you go, I'm going to suck your dick later. It's okay. You go, oh, well, okay.
So there's
okay.
something.
Fair trade. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
I'm not a total taker.
No, you justified. Okay.
I'm a lady.
But you have to make that, but I think you have to make that clear. Otherwise, the guy is eventually going to go, is she expecting me to pay for every meal
well,
forever and
I
get
can
nothing
tell
out
you
of this?
That if I'm on a 10th date with a guy, mm-hmm. he already knows.
Good call.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you guys know what she means?
Do you guys know?
Take
Do
notes.
Do you guys know?
Take notes. If she hasn't paid by the third date, be patient.
Have you ever been attracted to one of your partner's siblings?
Siblings?
Or their mom.
Oh, their mom? probably. Not that I can particularly think of off the top of my head, but probably. My girlfriend now has a gay brother, and I always joke with her. I'm like, if you break up with me, I'm fuck the shit out of your brother. He's a really good-looking gay guy. I'm like, I like my odds. That would be my revenge if she ever broke up with me, for sure.
Just get with the brother?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But the mom is such an important aspect as well, because you're getting a little bit of a glimpse of what she may look like when she's older, but also the personality traits of their mom. Like, if their mom is like this sweet, caring mother who's just like the heart of the household, I feel like she had a better upbringing. I feel like she is more likely to be a more grounded overall woman because she's had such a great like someone to look up to, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, she learned from somebody that I respect now, so you kind of hope that sinks in with them a little bit. So it's always you got to pay attention to the mom for sure.
Yeah.
Like, is she resentful with the mom? Does she have mother issues? Or is her mom her best friend?
You know,
which
yeah.
I love that. Because I would like my kids to feel like their mom is their best friend as well.
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah, for sure.
How many?
I think like 3.
You want to have an oddball out?
Yeah.
I've always wanted an oddball out too.
Oh, yeah, it could happen. You can have an oddball out with 2. One of them might be autistic. You don't know.
I just feel like 2 of them are going to gang up on the one at some point or another.
That builds character.
And then they're going to come to you. And you're going to be able to say, listen, you're a brother and sister, fucking assholes, okay? No one really likes them anyway. This is our time to connect. You're smarter than them. Like, think of all the things you could put in a child's head that has 2 other siblings. 3 is truly just the perfect number. You'll always have a best friend.
This is true. I would like two boys and a girl if I got to choose.
Really?
Yeah. The brothers to entertain themselves, to you know, exert that boy energy of wrestling with each other and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a younger sister maybe that they can look after and take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, be more gentle with.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would, you know, some feminine energy in the house might not hurt a little bit, but maybe she becomes best friends with the mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it can work out. But I love kids. I eventually want to have them.
Yeah.
Not, but I always kind of teeter. I'm like, everybody in my family has kids so young. My sister is 23 and just had her second kid. Yeah. Yeah. And I always contemplate. I'm like, well, When those kids graduate, she'll be like 41, something like that. That math is probably off, but like, yeah, she'll still be very young when the kids are out of their house. She can still live her life happily with energy and a full life to live.
Yeah.
But you miss out on the younger years. I would have kids right now if I didn't feel like there's so much I had to do still. There's a lot of things in the world I want to explore. I want to adventure. I want to go do and see all these amazing things that once you have a kid, you can't go do those things. Or you can, but maybe not the same with the same freedom.
Yeah.
Because that responsibility will always be at the forefront of your mind. And I also don't want to regret anything. Like, my mom had me at 20. Like, she had just turned 20. And she loves, like, her favorite thing to say now is, like, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, which is such a sweet thing to say. But I always tell her, I'm the worst thing that could have happened to you. Like, I stole her youth. I feel terrible about that.
Oh, no.
I did, though. That's the fact of the matter. That I became her entire life, which there's nothing wrong with that. And I know she cherishes that, and I'm incredibly grateful for it. But I can't help but always think, I'm like, what are some things that she wished she would have done had she had the time or the money, the resources, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to make sure I don't have kids too young that I go, ah, I missed out on this because I had kids. I don't want there to be any kind of subconscious resentment. I want, if I can control it, I want to feel ready to have kids. And I don't know if I'm quite there yet. Want them, but not yet.
What is something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Own an otter.
Like the animal?
Yeah.
You have to get two.
I would get 77 of them. Are you kidding me? I fucking love otters so much. And I recently found out California is one of the few states you do not have to have a permit to own an otter. So my ideal house would be like, I have my house, right?
Uh-huh.
And I have like a second wing of the house of like an indoor pool.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the otters live. That is their wing of the house.
What do you love about otters?
They're so fucking cute. Have you seen videos of them?
I've seen them hold hands.
Oh my God, their little hands. Oh my God. Well, there's the river otters and then there's sea otters. And I think
you want the river.
The sea otter ones are the little bit bigger ones that you always see them sleeping on their backs and stuff like that.
Oh, is that the sea otter?
I think that's the sea otter. I think the river otters are like the tinier brown weasel looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. Could be wrong on which one's which. But they're both cute in their own ways. The sea otters, the big fluffy ones, they keep favorite rocks and stuff. Like they have favorite things.
Have you seen them flip them?
Oh my God, it's so cute. Or when they eat clams on their belly, they crack them open. But then the river otters, the little weaselly ones, they have like human mannerisms. Like they know to, like, there's videos of them like showing people how to pet them. Like, it's so fucking cute. And their little noises, it is adorable. I want to have one so bad.
So what are you going to do when your girlfriend decides to give you an otter for your birthday?
Marry her? Are you kidding me? She would know me so. That would be the greatest birthday gift of all time. I'm actually going swimming with otters in Florida in October when I'm down there.
Are you really?
There's I don't know what you would call it, a sanctuary or something like that. They rescue a lot of these animals, and they have this whole program where you can like, you can pet them. There's like koalas, there's otters, there's like a bunch of different animals. Capybara, however the fuck you pronounce it.
I don't know. What makes one better than the otter?
Wait, what? Wait, what makes one better than the otter? check, please. two of them. We get two checks.
This.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes, you are. How dare you? One better than the otter.
I can't believe you made me.
I hate you did that. I hate that you did that so much.
Did I just ruin otters?
Mm-hmm. Fuck.
I'm going to take us back to dating, though.
Okay.
Let's say that you're on a first date. First date, who pays? This is going to be a speed round of questions.
I pay on the first date.
But up to the 10th date.
I might let you.
Might let me pay.
Depends. I might still not. But by the 10th, if you haven't at least offered, there's no way we're still going to an 11th date.
Fine. Do you know the names of everyone you've slept with?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Have you had a lot of one-night stands?
No.
Are you? You said that you're a very monogamous person. Mm-hmm. How many serious relationships have you had?
1, 2, 3, 4. I'd say I'm on my fifth.
Fifth?
Yeah.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
They've all scary for me. I might be the problem. They've all been about the same length, like about a year.
Yeah.
Like give or take like a month or two. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna move on to my dessert question.
Okay.
So this is the sweetest question. What is the sweetest thing you've done for a significant other?
Oh. That's a good one, because I like doing nice stuff.
Do you consider yourself romantic?
I like to think so. The most sweetest thing I've done for somebody else. I think it depends on their love language. You know what I mean? Like sometimes if acts of service is their main love language, then I'll do other things. Like I'll go get your oil changed. I'll clean up your apartment while you're at fucking Pilates or whatever. I'll write you little love notes if that's your thing. Like stuff like that I think is pretty cute. As far as like an extremity, I don't know exactly. I don't know if there's any one thing that I've done that like really stands out to me. I mean, I like doing cute stuff all the time.
Do you like traveling with your partners?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that a lot. And I'm blessed to find somebody who likes to travel as well, because like the tour I'm on right now is I'm never home.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm lucky that she hasn't been to a lot of places around America anyways. She's from England and Canada. So I'm like lucky and excited to get to like show her fun towns around the country. I mean, I don't invite her to like Des Moines, Iowa or no shit like that. I'm like, you don't need to come for this one. There's going to be nothing to do. But like New York, DC, Nashville, Austin, stuff like that. Yeah, I think it's fun to travel with your partner. You get to see the world with somebody, get to enjoy it. It's like getting to travel with your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on my show.
Of course.
I'm going to recap your red flags really quick. I had to thank you before you left. So you're not turned off by a virgin.
Why should that turn me off?
I think it was that you hesitated, that you didn't know.
Because I'd never thought about it before.
Oh, I love that I'm asking you new questions.
Well, yeah, it's a good question. Because, well, also, it's like, the word virgin is a very broad word. Are you talking about like a teenager, or are you talking about like a 30-year-old woman who has just never given herself to anybody? Two very different things to consider. You know what
Fair.
I mean? One's an obvious no, and one's 30 years old. You know?
Okay. I mean, but I think if a girl's 30, how would you feel if a girl was 30 and she was a virgin?
I'd be a little concerned.
I'd be real concerned.
Yeah.
Red flag there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that'd be a red flag.
That'd be a red flag.
But if she was 30 and only slept with, like, one guy, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be the dream scenario.
Really?
If she was in a relationship from, like, 18 to 29 with one guy, that'd be amazing. That would be fantastic. Because your Carfax is, like, zero. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a red flag, too, so I have to give that to myself. What was my red flag? I had a red flag. Oh, that I don't pay... That I don't even offer.
That's insane to not even offer. You have to at least offer. Even if you know he's going to say no.
There's no offer.
You don't even rummage in the purse a little bit or anything?
No, I don't even pretend to act like I'm going to offer. I just sit there and smile across the table like, you're going to get your dick sucked later. But you did have green flags too. You like paying for stuff and you care about meeting people's parents.
Yeah. I like paying for things if I feel like you're somebody worth paying for.
Yeah,
because I work very hard for every penny that I have, and if I'm going to give that for somebody else's pleasure, I want to make sure I'm getting something back from it. Not
for
necessarily
sure.
A physical exchange, but like some kind of at least emotional repayment. You know what I mean? Like, are you?
Yeah.
Did we laugh? Did we have a good time? Did I at least enjoy the dinner with you? Then yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
When you're dating someone, do you feel like you have to ask them to be your girlfriend? Or is there a certain point to where you just know?
To me, there's a point of just kind of knowing. There's like an under... there's like an unspoken understanding of like, we're both, what's it called when you're not with like somebody else? Exclusive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're both exclusive. We're not seeing anybody else. We both know we want to keep doing this. So it's like, what's a fucking name at this point?
Yeah.
But some people want to be asked, which I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. And if that's the point, yeah, you think of it like a, I would think of it like a mini engagement. You know what I mean? Like pick a cute time.
Yeah.
Yeah. There can be a romantic time to ask somebody to be your girlfriend.
Or one thing that I found that like works too is when a guy just is like introduces a girl as his girlfriend.
Oh, just takes charge, introduces as that.
I think that is super hot.
Interesting.
So, like, let's
say, a bold one, though.
That is, but you're assuming that this girl is wildly into you.
Yeah, you have read the room, I guess.
You know?
Yeah, put some feelers out. If you feel like she feels the same way, then yeah, do that.
That's a hot way to make a girl your girlfriend.
I like that, huh?
You're welcome.
I guess I'm just big on consent.
But you assume. Right? And then obviously if she's like, I'm not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Then you can reevaluate.
Well,
then.
If in public she goes, not your girlfriend, I'll go, all right, never mind. This is a stranger who is no longer with me. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be humiliated.
It'd be horrible.
You ever been curved? Like physically?
What's that
like,
mean?
Like gone in for a kiss and somebody be like,
no.
Really?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you, Lauren.
I don't go in for kisses.
Really? Red flag. Somebody who's scared to make the first date, red flag. Someone who's afraid to make the first move, red flag.
I'm not afraid to make the first move. I've just never been rejected. And, if I'm leaning in for a kiss, too, the guy is also leaning in at the same time.
But you would never be like, first. Without him already making some kind of mannerism. You would never be like, let's just go for it.
What about me makes you think someone who doesn't even offer to pay for a meal that I'm going to take that initiative to like lean in? I have to be so wanted. I'm so needy, Matt. I'm so needy. I need a guy to need me so much. That's like a huge thing for me.
Well, I that's understandable and that's fine.
I'm a giver.
But women have to understand if we didn't, you can make the first move with no consequences. Cause like you said, who's rejecting you? Guys aren't even on the date if they wouldn't fuck you. So it's like you making a first move, there's no negative consequences. With a guy, a girl doesn't always know if she wants to sleep with a guy on the first date. Would you agree?
I do. I make moves with my eyes. Hold on. No. Let me just, like, if you're in the car and you're leaving a date, right?
Okay.
And it's like when you guys kiss, like that's like when you normally like would have your kiss or whatever, or he'd come out and like whatever. There's like a moment where you can look over and you just have a connection. There's like it's a.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, thank you for being communicative at least
with
a little
my
bit.
Eyes. Yeah.
That's fine. I've always been very big on body language when going on a date. I always try to break down like, you know, is she facing towards me? Is she leaning in? Is she sitting back? Is she arms folded?
Because if you drop a girl off at her house and she just goes to get her bag and opens the door to go get out, you know.
Yeah.
She's not, that date didn't vibe.
But it's always tough. It's always tough. The hard one is when you go to lean over to give either the hug, you never know if you're about to give a hug or a kiss. You don't know what they want. So you just go.
Matt, no one wants to fucking hug you. Okay.
I've given way more hugs on a first date than I have first kisses.
What?
For sure. Way more hugs.
No, you haven't.
I have. And my hope is it's only based on me not knowing for sure if you're physically into me or not. That's all it's based off of.
You have sent those girls home pissed.
No.
Off. You pissed them off.
Well, then fucking let me know. Be communicative. Because my hope is by giving you a hug that you'll go, he was respectful. He didn't try to force anything. Because how many, have you ever?
You're too pretty for that, Matt.
But how many
you come off as gay when you do that and you can't do that.
Fuck.
You can't do that.
God damn it.
Uh-uh. Only ugly people can do that. You can't do that.
That's not fair.
You give a girl a hug, you're fucking gay.
But you've never been on a first date with a guy and he wanted to kiss you
only
and you were not into it?
Well, of course.
See?
And that's when I grab my bag and there's no eye communication.
So if a girl festers at all, before it, maybe not festers. If she just is still in the car before getting out.
Okay.
She's not just being polite trying to say goodbye.
She's being fucking weird. Matt, you know what I'm talking, you know the when the room is hot and heavy.
Well, look, yeah, you can read those signs, but when those signs aren't evident.
Do you think she's just nervous?
Could be, or some girls are just like, I just don't kiss on the first date or the second date, or I don't do anything till like the third date, which is fine. But like, you don't know that. You don't, as the guy, you don't know that unless it has been audibly told to you. And you don't want to be, there's nothing I can imagine being worse for a guy than going. I've never been denied a kiss like that hasn't worked out. I've only been denied accidentally to where like I go in for a kiss and a girl will be like, oh, I
have COVID.
I have coffee breath or whatever it may be. Like it'll be like that kind of a pause and I'll go, oh, that's okay. And then she'll put in gum, we'll kiss, whatever the simple solution is.
God.
But that alone hurts so fucking bad before they defend it, being like, no, it's like, it's my breath or whatever it may be.
That moment.
Oh, your heart fucking sinks. So I can only imagine how much it must feel to be like, oh, I'm okay. I think I'd kill myself.
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, I think I would just step on the gas as fast as possible and just let Jesus take the wheel. I would drive us straight off of a fucking cliff.
Yeah, I don't handle rejection. That's why I don't put myself out there.
Smart.
I just wait until I'm needed uncontrollably.
Absolutely. Walls up.
Well, Matt, people are going to come to your Problematic World Tour. Where else can people? I mean, you own the internet, but just for any of these weird people that live under a rock, where can people find you?
I would say just anywhere on social media or my website, mattreifofficial.com. All the tour dates, merch, all that kind of stuff is on there. And we are, just as a heads up, even though all the dates on the tour right now are sold out, we are going to add a few at the end of this year. So just stay tuned if you want to come out. You haven't got tickets yet.
I feel like if you could just type in Matt online, Matt Reif comes up. He's very easy to find.
I'm curious. I wonder how far I am in the Matt rabbit hole on Google.
You're probably first.
No, there's Damon. There's McConaughey. Oh. There's Dylan. They're
old news.
Is there a younger Matt? Not that I can think of.
I think you're the youngest.
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of First Date. We'll see you next time.
First Date.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First Date.